A vacant industrial park in western New York will soon be getting its first tenant, but at a very steep cost to the state, according to the Investigative Post, which has reported on the incentive package offered to lure Plug Power to Genesee County. To break down the deal, we're joined by Jim Heaney, editor and executive director of the Investigative Post, which you can find at investigativepost.org. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Good to be back.
So before we get into this deal, what can you tell me about the industrial site where the new plant will be located? For instance, how much has been invested locally into this site already, and have they struggled to find a tenant?
Well, they've spent, over the last 5 years or so, they've spent $26 million, mostly state money, a lot of it Buffalo Billion money. This is about 30 miles from Buffalo, not too far from Batavia, the kind of geographically located, kind of midway between Buffalo and Rochester, a little bit closer to Buffalo, but kind of out in the middle of nowhere. It's in the town of Alabama, which only has a couple thousand people who live there. So this is, you know, kind of a rural outpost. And the Economic Development Agency out there has created a massive footprint there. It is bigger than Central Park, the equivalent of, I don't know, close to 800 football fields. I mean, this is just massive. And they spent $26 million over the past 3 to 5 years buying land, doing planning, paying lawyers, paying engineers. But you go out there, and it's just $26 million later, it's just a big vacant field. It's got a road that goes through part of it, and it's got a sign out front. And that's it. That's it. There's no utilities on site. They have paid to bring utilities to the edge of the site, but there's no infrastructure on it right now. They had a company that had made a commitment several years back that fell through, and they've been really, you know, trying. They've been trying since then to land, you know, to land something. I'll note that the executive director of this. It's the Genesee County Economic Development Center. It's the IDA for Genesee County. Makes more than almost any IDA executive director in the state. He's making, last year, he made $240,000. If you figure out business, you know, about 240, you know, business days to a year, the guy's making $1,000 a day. And he's got duties above and beyond this this industrial park, but you know, we're paying $1,000 a day to get these kind of results. So things have heated up of late. Samsung is looking for a place to build a facility that would employ 1,600 people. We did a piece several weeks back that looked at the odds of Genesee County landing that, which it's a long shot. The Samsung has a presence already in Austin, Texas. Experts we talked to said that that's the prohibitive favorite. And if you were to bring something to Genesee County, you know, you're probably looking – the subsidy package they've already asked for in Texas is $1 billion. So you'd be looking at huge, huge subsidies. And so, you know, so that's kind of out there. I think it's probably more wishful thinking than anything, but it's out there. But they've managed to recruit Plug Power, which produces hydrogen fuel. They announced a deal within the last month to bring them there. Not a huge employment opportunity. It's only 68 jobs, 30 of which are truck drivers. And when we did the math between subsidized or discounted electricity plus property and sales tax breaks, it works out to $4 million a job, which, you know, I've been covering economic development subsidies first for the Buffalo News and now with Investigative Post. And Mark Shear, one of our new reporters, has broken the Genesee County story. You know, the biggest subsidy in our neck of the woods up to this point was, you know, $2.5 million a job for a data center in Lockport. To put the $4 million in perspective, the much criticized Tesla plant involves a subsidy of about $500,000 per job. This plant is eight times as costly per job as Tesla. And it's crazy expensive for not many jobs.
So some of the benefits, though, are going to be stretched out over 10 or 20 years, depending on whether it's the tax break or other incentives.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're also planning to, I guess, underwrite a $55 million electric substation. So is there a potential for there to be more than 68 jobs in a few years, or is that just wishful thinking?
I'm not aware of Plug Power having expansion plans. That substation would help service the rest of of the industrial park if they were to bring other tenants in. You know, the thing of it is if you are going to promote this is supposed to be a high tech industrial park. If you're gonna try and promote that kind of business activity, why are you doing it in the middle of nowhere? You know, you're 30 miles from Buffalo, you're 45 miles from Rochester, you're far from any urban center, you're far from universities, it's not transit accessible, so the opportunity for lower-income people to gain employment there is just about nil. You know, this may be the right project in the wrong place. It's certainly a very costly project, regardless of where it is. And, you know, and there's going to be that $4 million per job is probably going to grow higher because, you know, they haven't factored in the cost of putting all this infrastructure in. I mean, there are plenty of industrial parks between Buffalo and Rochester that, you know, are transit accessible, have infrastructure already in place. It would be a less costly fit with better access to a workforce. But you got the folks out in Genesee County, and they want their own industrial park, and they managed to get one, and now they're using, you know, public dollars to basically, you know, recruit companies to come in there.
Has the Cuomo administration explained, you know, why they're making this type of investment?
Well, the state directly isn't putting much money in. There's Excelsior tax credits if you create jobs. The biggest subsidy comes via the Power Authority, which is an extension of the Cuomo administration. I guess it's a state authority. You know, they're saying that you know, this is clean energy and it will help, you know, in some way to reduce the state's reliance on fossil fuels. It will create the jobs they are going to create are going to be good paying jobs. They average about $70,000 a year. And they've got spare hydropower to allocate. So they're there and, you know, with local taxpayers, the tax breaks are spread out over 20 years, but the company, you know, IDAs typically are given these kind of deals for 7 to 10 years. This is an unusually long tax break. I mean, we've got a company in there that is going to pay a fraction of their property taxes for an entire generation. You know, that's not the way other businesses tend to be treated. And with all subsidy deals, if somebody's not paying full freight, the rest of the tax base is making up for it. So, you know, local taxpayers are really indirectly helping to build this plant by picking up the slack when it comes to property tax revenue for Genesee County and the town of Alabama and the local school district, et cetera, et cetera.
We've been speaking with Jim Heaney. He's the editor and executive director of Investigative Post, which you can find at investigativepost.org. Jim, as always, thank you so much for walking us through this.
Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.